Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What up? Still don't have MVP announcements.
No.
We're waiting.
Although we think we know.
It's Kyle Schwarber and Jose Ramirez.
What's that ticket going to get you if you bet on that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
It's Ohtani and Judge, and, you know, these things very rarely are kept secrets. I will be interested to see how close they are. Because some of these have been like Rookie of the Year was unanimous. What, Skeens was unanimous for the NL Cy Young. Although now there's reports that Skeen wants out and go to New York, which is adorable that he has to deny. While accepting the award, he's like, hey, I'm happy. And by the way, I don't want to go play in New York, even though I would like to go play in New York.
You know, Livy's driving that.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to be out there in New York, man.
She don't want to be in Pittsburgh.
She get more deals that way. Got to do deals.
Well, dude,
it's all about the brand.
Well, that, and Paul Skeens doesn't want to be Felix Hernandez. I mean, my God.
Yeah. It's amazing how he's already being wasted in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, you can go to New York. The Yankees are wasting Aaron Judge.
That's true.
It's no different.
Well, they played in the World Series last year, though. I mean.
So. That's true. But they aren't. I mean, dude, that guy is historic. He is Babe Ruth level good.
Sure.
And they're not winning anything with him.
No, but again, there's a difference between going to the World Series and losing to the Dodgers and being Paul Skeens. The dude's, does he even have a 500 record? He's got a sub-2 ERA, and I think he was 10-10 this year. I mean, there's a difference between playing in New York and coming up short being Paul Skeens right now.
Of course, there are two different things. At the same time, if the Yankees don't win a title with Aaron Judge, dude... That's one of the biggest waste of talents ever.
Yes.
Maybe Angels with Shohei and Trout.
That's the greatest waste. Because I don't think they made the postseason ever with those two guys.
So Skeens is 21-13.
21-13.
Yeah. Well, he went 10-10 this year, but 11-3 last year.
Can we stop sending all our best talent automatically to LA and New York, please? Like, well, let's just have a Yankees Dodgers World Series every year.
Then someone
guys.
Else pay for it. I mean, look.
Did you see who the Dodgers are the favorites are? Oh my God. Did you see who the Dodgers are the favorites for?
Is it the two Japanese guys?
Yeah, the third baseman.
Well, the Japanese guys, yes. So that goes without saying. It's like, I feel like they're just auto Dodgers. No. Edwin Diaz.
Oh my God.
Oh, good Lord.
Kyle Tucker.
And?
There was another closer.
Not Klaus.
Iglesias, I think.
Really?
Oh God.
Of the Braves.
That's
not that they'll sign all of them, but it's not fair.
Well, they will.
It's the one thing they didn't have this year was a closer, and you know, here's Edwin Diaz. And by the way, they just moved Sasaki into the starting lineup.
It was Devin Williams, who wasn't very good
that great
for the Yankees, but that guy's got one of the best pitches in the whole game.
Yeah. No.
Screw the Dodgers.
It doesn't matter because they're going to get the two guys from Japan and then that other kid from Korea that's going to come over.
They
so
just won a World Series. They don't even need him.
Kyle Tucker is going to be like, hey, I want to come to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers will be like, yeah, we don't need you.
Sorry.
Sorry, you're really good, bet.
Yeah, we're all filled up here. We're great. We got Kiki Hernandez, and we're going to be all right. Yeah, it's – but, like, I'm with you. It's frustrating, but, you know, Boston can afford to pay. Toronto can afford to pay. Houston can afford to pay. The Cubs, let's not act like the only two teams that have money. I mean, my God, the Mets spend more money than anyone. We don't do jackass.
No, it's more
the
media.
The Giants can pay. The Giants tried to pay Aaron Judge. So, you know, yeah, it is mildly frustrating. But at the same time, Pittsburgh doesn't have to be like this. Pittsburgh is now the new Kansas City Royals for those 30 years. They don't invest in their team. They don't spend on anyone. That's their own fault. So, you know, F Pittsburgh, don't be mad at the system. Be mad at the Pirates for being a bunch of cheap asses,
well,
a la the A's.
I wouldn't go as far as to say don't be mad at the system. The system sucks. It's much harder for small market teams. That said, both things can be true. I mean, I think there are small market teams or teams that don't spend like the Mets or can't spend like the Mets and Dodgers and Yankees who do a very good job.
Yeah.
That said, most of the big spenders were at the top of baseball this
sure.
year.
Yes.
Toronto being one of them, along with the Dodgers. So it's just harder.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible. No. There's no question about that. I mean, like you said, the Royals, they went to back-to-back World Series. So the Pirates could do it. And it kind of looked like the Pirates were on the verge of doing something good. They had some young players, good young players. They had Skeens coming up, some other pitchers. And they just don't seem to be committed to it.
I think what you want, like, if the system isn't going to change, what you need is you need the teams like the Pirates and the A's. You need them to sell. Because it changes everything. The Mets went from
sell to a new owner.
Sell to a new owner,
not like sell their players.
No, sell their players. Sell like the Mets went from the Wilpons who had no money because they got Bernie Madoff. The Mets didn't have money. The Dodgers. There's another one. Who was the Dodger guy before this group? That was forced
to sell. McCourts.
Yeah, the McCourts. He couldn't make payroll. He couldn't pay his players. And what happened? All of a sudden, you sell. And now you have the two of three of the highest payrolls. So, like, if you're a Pirate fan or you're an A's fan, what you should be yelling is sell the damn team. Go sell it to a conglomerate that has a bunch of money, which is why, like, when the Blazers sold, all I cared about, I don't care how crappy the owner is, just give me an owner with money. That's all I want. All I want. He doesn't have to be the best. Just give me the guy that runs it like the way you would run it as a fan. And when teams run it on the cheap, it like you said, it can work, but more often than not, and when you run it on the cheap, you are a small market and you are going nowhere fast.
All right, coming up next, well, I guess we'll just wait. We'll find out. I mean, it's going to be Judge and Ohtani, but we don't have the official announcement yet. I mean, you know, holding out hope for a little, our Mariner gremlin over there.
Would that do anything for you, Schnitzel Wolf? Would that soothe the...
If Cal Raleigh won MVP?
Nah, I mean, I'd be happy for him, but like if you're asking relative to my World Series wounds, no.
Would you get a Cal Raleigh MVP like underwear or like a headband? Or
sure. If they released a Cal Raleigh MVP headband, you're damn right I'd buy that.
Cal Raleigh MVP thong?
If they came out with one, hell yes. I already have all that stuff, so just minus the Cal Raleigh.
All right. coming up next, the Pac-12. While we wait for the MVP announcements, the Pac-12 is headed to USA Sports.
Where? Who?
Yeah, USA.
What?
You know USA.
Who's winning?
USA. Who's winning?
What is occurring? There's USA Sports?
Not you and me.
I didn't know that.
That's next on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I just turned on college basketball and I see Tom Izzo. Like, instantly, I don't know. There's nothing on. So I just turned on Michigan State playing San Jose State.
He's losing
and
it.
He's losing it. They're up by 21 points, and he's yelling at everyone on the bench. His face is all red. God. Some things never change.
No, that's just Tom Izzo. Is there a lead where Tom Izzo wouldn't be doing that?
What do you suppose he's yelling at him about?
I don't know.
Isn't that any college basketball coach? I know. I feel like that is the game. It's like, we're up by 10, but oh, you messed up a fundamental timeout.
Bro, we talk about college football coaches.
Yeah. They got nothing.
They have nothing on these basketball guys.
No. Absolutely nothing.
These guys are grade A a-holes.
Yes.
Almost all of them.
Just absolutely freaking out. And I love it. That big San Jose State game. But hey, you know, because Tom Izzo, it's not about San Jose State. It's about Michigan State. It's playing to the standard. That's what it's all about.
The standard.
The standard. Got to play to the standard. Got to have our, you know, like our catchphrases and our mantras and all that.
The other thing,
good too,
stuff. Have you noticed how much coaching attire has changed over the years?
Yeah, no one wears the suits anymore.
No.
Now everyone's wearing like.
Calipari still wears suits.
I think Patino does as well. I don't think Calipari does. I think Calipari moved to the quarter zip.
Right. He's wearing a Izzo's wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, it's like the salute to service things. Is it possible that we owe Huggy Bear an apology that he was light years ahead of everyone else
with his windbreakers?
Yeah, because he's been dressing like a fat slob for like 20. Is he?
I don't know.
He's not coaching anymore, is he?
He had
another DUI and he just kind of done.
I feel like he's out. Yeah, okay. But. I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of sports too. I think baseball is different too. You saw the managers coming out.
Hoodies
and yeah.
Almost every baseball. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a manager in uniform, although they wear the uniform pants, but there's a hoodie on top of it. It's not that. NFL coaches have always been
kind
like
of
that.
The same. I think the league kind of makes them, right?
Yeah. There's when you show up, they have league mandated merchandise. Cause like Mike Nolan, who was the 49er coach, wanted to wear a suit and they had to have Reebok make him an NFL approved suit. So the coaches can't wear nicer things. It has to be NFL approved by the, whatever brand is sponsored. I think Nike does it now.
Yeah, it's Nike right now.
NBA is the one that I miss. I miss the NBA. Like, I miss the Nate McMillan days in the suits. Because now...
Yeah, they all wear league-issued quarter zips.
Quarter zips.
And they're pretty ugly.
Yeah, and that was all... And they wear, like, capris and the Mike McDonald stuff. That was all COVID. COVID changed that. Because the NBA was always suit and tie. And then COVID hit, and for whatever reason, they were like, just wear whatever. And now it's...
Do you have a problem with any of this? I don't. I think the coach should wear whatever he wants.
Sure.
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah, I don't.
I always thought it was weird that baseball managers were in baseball uniforms and that basseball coaches were in suits.
I do kind of miss the days of fat Tommy Lasorda in his Dodgers uniform running out there. That made me chuckle a little bit. I like that Jim Harbaugh still wears cleats. I think that's kind
of
fun.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he wears cleats.
He does?
Yeah.
Isn't it because baseball coaches are on the field? That's why they wear uniforms?
Well, it used to be that baseball players, that was an old-timey thing, was because they were all players.
Yeah.
And so I think that was just a tradition.
Why does Harbaugh wear cleats?
I don't know, man. He's got to be ready to go.
He's a red ass, man. Yeah.
Joe Paterno wore cleats, and he was like 1,000.
There's a lot of red asses, and they don't wear cleats.
Well, you got to wear cleats, man.
Do you?
Jim Harbaugh does.
Whereas Walmart, he's got hip problems. Maybe he doesn't want to slip on the sideline.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh strikes me as being just like Joe Paterno when he reaches like 80 years old. He will sound and look just like him.
Yeah. Someone did point out, yeah, the one sport that still does it is hockey all wears suits.
They still wear suits.
Yeah, all the coaches are decked out. They all wear the suit and tie, every one of them. So hockey still does the traditional.
Yes, soccer dressing. Doesn't make you wear a suit, although I think some coaches still do.
Phil, my favorite, because we go to my buddy had the Timber seats. My man Phil, the Timbers manager, he wears t-shirts. And like,
hell yes.
He wears like Adidas track pants or shorts. I'm convinced that Phil goes to the team store and bought, because it's not like a nice, like subtle team issued shirt with like a little logo on it. No, dude, he goes to like the team store and buys just like a regular Timbers t-shirt and then throws on some Adidas shorts or track pants and goes out and coaches. It blows my mind every time I see him. He's just down there and he's yelling and screaming. I'm like, is he really wearing? It's like, Phil, we can't, like I would think like a polo, right? Or maybe like a nice long sleeve fitted, like, yeah, in the quarter zip or like a long sleeve dry fit shirt. Nah, just the old stretched out cotton poly t-shirt.
What if each sport made their coaches wear the uniforms?
It'd be amazing.
Like baseball.
Tom Izzo in his sausage arms in a tank top.
Oh my God.
Dude,
that better than the football? Like Jim Harbaugh out there with pads on?
Harbaugh would love it. Are you kidding me?
Well, I know, but he'd look absurd.
I think Jim Harbaugh would wear the old Katzenmoyer shoulder pads with like a neck roll.
Yeah.
And they're like, weren't you a quarterback? Not anymore. They should. They should make NFL coaches wear number jerseys. It'd be amazing. Brian Dable's fat ass out there. Let's go.
The Pac-12 has found another media partner in USA Sports.
Now, hand to God here. Don't lie to me. Did anyone besides me not know that USA had a separate sports?
I knew that it was new, but
wait,
is it?
Wait. You're saying USA Sports is separate from USA Network?
It is my understanding when I was reading this that this is USA Sports, not the USA Network.
And I don't think
so. And some of these games are going to be on the Golf Channel.
Yes, but some of these will be on USA Network.
But wait a minute. USA, I don't know this.
So yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one that was mildly confused.
I am led to believe that USA Sports is the big parent company over USA Network.
You are correct, Rob.
Yeah, yes. It's not its own channel.
I think it's becoming its own channel. I think they're having like, I think it's going to be like, there's going to be the USA Network. So you can watch like Friends reruns and then
we already have USA Network.
USA Network.
Yeah, and then they're getting some of the games.
I think there might be a new one. And some of the games are going to be on CNBC and the Golf Channel.
What?
Yes.
You can't be putting football on the Golf Channel.
Yes, you can. Which is worse, the Golf Channel or CNBC? If you're the Beavers and you're like, hey, we're playing, we're playing San Diego State. Where is the game? You're like, is it on the Golf Channel? Is it on CNBC? Yeah.
I think I'd rather it be on CNBC.
Well,
I need my Golf Channel. I need my golf content.
Yeah. USA Sports can refer to the new branding of the sports division, part of NBC Universal, encompassing Sports on USA Network, Golf Channel, CNBC.
Yeah, but there's not a USA Sports channel.
Yeah, so, that's confusing, though.
No, the USA Network is the main USA channel.
And
USA Sports is the overseeing company. Hmm. And they are going to they have their own USA Sports division that puts games on USA Network, Golf Channel, and what did you say?
CNBC.
And then NBC, too, right? Comcast NBC?
Damn, this is weird.
But this is their first foray into football.
Yeah, it says USA Network is among a handful of properties being spun off from Comcast NBC to become a new company called Versant.
That's where I was wondering if we're getting a new channel.
The new company created USA Sports, which encompasses all sports programming on USA Network, the Golf Channel, and CNBC.
Okay, so
yeah, all right. So it's just the name of the of. Okay. It's confusing, but yes, the games will be on USA Network, Golf Channel, and CNBC.
Hell yeah, man!
So let's and go. They'll still be on the CW. Because, right, then they put it in CBS Sports Network and
yeah.
CBS.
Yeah.
That was the main part of it. So this isn't their major, no. This isn't the major part of their deal. They're just kind of piecing the rest of it together with yes. USA Network.
So just to let you know.
And the Pac-12 men's basketball tournament.
What you could be getting, you could go from Law and Order Special Victims Unit to Law and Order Special Victims Unit to Law and Order Special Victims Unit. To Law and Order Special Victims Unit, to Hot Tub Time Machine, to Oregon State via Washington State. That is what is currently scheduled to run today.
Well, doesn't USA carry some sports? I mean, they had golf for a while. Yeah. Don't they put like the British Open over there? Some? Am I wrong?
I don't know. All I know is that I looked up their schedule for today, and starting at 6 o'clock. The only three things that are on are NCIS Los Angeles, Law & Order Special Victims Unit, and then back-to-back showings of Hot Tub Time Machine and Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2. And now we're bringing to you Pac-12 football. Let's go.
So USA Sports will be the home of NASCAR, PGA Tour, Premier League, WWE, WNBA, and more. Which more means Pac-12.
Now, not to be outdone, tomorrow on the USA Network, you still get your favorite Law & Order Special Victims Unit for 7 hours.
Oh my God.
You also get 911. Don't worry, Hot Tub Time Machine and Hot Time Machine Part 2 still on. But get this, WWE Friday Night SmackDown, followed by another rousing episode of 911.
Well, whatever. I mean, look.
It's on TV.
Yeah, and most people have it.
Yes.
That's the key.
I think it's on, yeah, that's like part of the basic.
Yeah.
I think if you have basic cable or YouTube TV or Hulu or whatever, I think this is available on most. Things.
So the Pac-12, you know, I mean, let's go come full circle and you know, the Pac-12 got dismantled.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back with all these other teams in Oregon State and Washington State. I mean, that's not the worst television deal they put together.
It's not good.
Well, but we knew it wasn't going to be good.
No.
If we're being fair, they did the best they could, and it's not horrible. Yeah. The CW, everybody has the CW.
Yeah.
USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
These are main channels. Like, they're, yes. I know they don't always carry sports.
But they're there.
But they're a lot of people can get them.
Yes.
And then CBS and CBS Sports Network, that's a win
mm-hmm.
for having your games on there, depending on how many will be on there. And then, yeah, Golf Channel, CNBC, it's a little different. But.
And it sounds like no one has released, because this will be the final piece, and so maybe we'll see some numbers, but I've seen people are estimating around $8 million a year for the TV deal. Which
is what we thought.
Yeah. Like, they were trying to float out, like, in the teens, and everyone was like, yeah, you're not getting in the teens. Maybe they get to 9 or 10, but it sounds... Because they're saying between seven and ten, and most people now are saying that this is going to be closer to the seven than it is the ten. So we'll just land on.
A lot of people saying.
I always go eight and a half, and you know, you go off of that.
A lot of people. 2030, 2031. That's the end date of this deal.
Yeah,
and by then they'll be on. You know, they'll be heading to ESPN and ABC, of course.
But
because the league will be one of the best in the country.
To your point,
with Utah State,
the game should be accessible. And you shouldn't have to watch that horrible App State broadcast where it was like in standard def and you couldn't see what was going
That's
on.
That's half the battle, man.
Yeah.
Just be on.
Yes.
The Blazers, as much as they've kind of changed their, you know, they've changed their model.
Getting in front of eyeballs.
It's still hard to kind of find them sometimes.
It can be, yeah.
Whereas, at least with this, I know where to look.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the Blazers, I don't know where the hell to look. I check ABC, and they're not on there, and I'm like, well, where
so,
do they?
So, now, yeah. I mean, you got to look four different places with this, but they're all four channels that you should have.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, might take a little.
Because if the Blazers aren't on ABC the way I have it now, I don't get them.
Yeah, even though you could get an antenna.
Yeah, but I don't
every Blazer game, and that's where I will give them credit. You can get basically.
Yeah, you can get it. There's no excuse.
If you want Blazers, you can get a, they were giving out free antennas. I don't know if they still are.
No.
But I think they're like $10. Like, if you want to watch Blazers basketball, you can watch Blazers basketball. Yeah. And I give them credit for that.
Yeah, except that the hard part of that is when you make people jump through more than a half a hoop, they won't do it.
No, that is true.
See me. Yeah. But I don't really care to watch it. But if you're a real fan, you're going to, like, you can figure it out. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I just think you got to go where people are.
Yeah.
And making people run to the store and buy an antenna and figure all that out. And you know how people are.
Sure.
They're just not going to do it.
Yeah. But for me, I mean,
you got to hit people over the head with it, man.
You got to hit the casual. But, I understand, I think you all want to rope in casual fan. But I would make the argument that it's more important to take care of the people that are more inclined to watch. Make sure they're taken care of. And if you can rope in the casual, by all means. But if you get, I don't know if you're going to rope in the casual when you're not that good. Like, when you're a 500 team, and I think Portland's a 500 team this year. I think they're going to be a play-in, maybe a borderline playoff team. The way to rope in the casual, honestly, is to just win, and then people will seek it out. So that's just, you know, when you're not very good, you can make it as easy as possible, and I still think most of the people are going to be like, eh.
All right, Shohei won his third straight MVP.
Someone said it was unanimous, too?
That was
according to text program.
ESPN says so.
Wow.
Fourth in five seasons.
Pete Crow Armstrong was the only guy that...
Well, Schwarber.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was between Schwarber and Ohtani, although it turns out it...
Schwarber finished second. Juan Soto came in third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even PCA.
No, PCA.
Fourth. Yeah.
So, by the way, for all those people that were crapping all over Geraldo Juan
Perdomo
Soto...
was fourth.
Juan
was
Soto fourth? Had a good year.
Perdomo, the shortstop for the Diamondbacks. Geraldo and then the Adele. Phillies shortstop Trey Turner rounded out the voting with fifth. So, nowhere.
We're still waiting. What are they doing dragging this out? It's supposed to be at 4 o'clock. We're still waiting for the AL MVP.
It's so dumb.
But we know it's going to be Judge. So let's move on. In the News is coming up next. ICE is headed to the coast, and they're not happy about it. Here's Schulze with SportsCenter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to our show. It is time now to move on to something of more importance, because who cares about sports, am I right?
Sports!
It's November 13, 2025. It's time now for In the News! I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Local news you can use right here, okay? Please be seated. All rise. Thank you. I love you all. Well, some of you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is World Kindness Day.
Oh, be kind. Be kind out there. Show, what is it? Show more love, right? That little kid?
Yeah, we don't have that one anymore, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he said, don't forget to show love. Yeah.
I would say the world's got enough a-holes without being one of them, so, you know.
Yeah, there are plenty of them out there.
Lighten up, Francis.
It is also Sadie Hawkins Day.
Hey.
Now, that was the girl choose.
Girls ask the guy.
Do we
always
like,
a
what
surprise.
Is the, I have no idea where that came from.
I think it's from a, I think it's from a movie.
Is
Wasn't
it?
Sadie Hawkins a character in a movie where she asked the dude out and.
No idea.
It was a whole thing. It was like groundbreaking at the time.
The Sadie Hawkins dance originated from a comic strip.
Oh, a comic strip. Oh.
Yeah. Lil Abner introduced Sadie Hawkins Day in 1937, where unmarried women chased bachelors in a race to get a husband. The annual event, initially a one-day folk holiday, later morphed into a school dance tradition where girls asked boys to be their
dance. I loved Sadie Hawkins dances. Made you feel good when the girl came up to you and asked.
Showed you where you stood.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But also, well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe not so great if someone...
Sorry, fella.
No, it wasn't good. I never went to prom, never...
I'm so sorry. That's terrible. I should have
No, I had a girl tell me I was going to ask you, but then I didn't. That's what I was like, what? The hell?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Schultz.
It's okay. You know what? Every girl that rejected me is now unmarried. Like, they're all single. My best friend and I have actually loathed them that together. Like, guess what? All you girls that turned us down, you ain't the ones doing so well now.
I told you,
so,
you dumb bitch.
Look at Schultz going, you dumb bitch.
Schultz keeping score.
Yeah, all right.
Well, listen.
Scoreboard.
I didn't have that problem.
Rob was knee-deep. They wanted to...
They were lined up. They had to...
They wanted a piece of the wild Rob.
They had to line up for me. No, but it was not... I mean, I got asked to Sadie Hawkins a few times, and it was nice to... You know, it was a good feeling.
I don't think ours was called Sadie Hawkins. I thought we had...
I mean, we had Snowball.
I thought ours was some sort of winter ball
like a winter
thing.
Formal where you switched.
But
to
it was
the
we had a girl ass guy.
So it's the same idea.
But I don't think it was called.
You just didn't give the proper credit to Sadie Hawkins
to Lil Abner.
One of my favorite bands, Reliant K, Christian band that went secular, sings a song. It's one of their biggest hits called Sadie Hawkins Dance. One of my favorites. I love
I like
that
this.
No, wait.
Into Christian
How
rock.
Does a Christian band go secular?
They like, stop singing about God.
So they become
well,
godless heathens.
I mean, I get that, but why would they, like, what?
More money. So they will go and, instead of, there's kind of...
So they hide their, they don't go secular. They just stop, they just hide their religion.
Yeah, as I said, they just stop talking about God. Yeah, they try to,
but they don't change their beliefs or like morph their like evolve their beliefs. They just you know what we need to sell more records. Stop singing about God.
Yeah,
they aren't like all of a sudden not religious. By
I
the way,
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is a foul.
Can I throw something in here that pertains to nothing?
Yeah, why not?
I got a Holy Bible in the mail yesterday.
Did you?
What?
Yeah.
Huh? There's mail in them out.
Do you know the Holy Bible?
I'm familiar with it. Yeah. I've actually read it.
So, this mystery will be solved tomorrow.
Yeah.
When I see my olds again.
Mm-hmm. You think your dad sent it to you?
It came from... So, I got a piece of mail from the old senior home that my parents lived in my hometown of Salina, Kansas.
Okay.
Okay? And it clearly has a book in the piece of mail.
Sure.
So, I'm like, okay, what are they sending me? Yeah. It was addressed to me, not my father.
Okay.
And it came to my address, and inside it... was nothing other than is it Psalms?
Yeah.
There's a verse, or a, what do you call them? Like, what are you religious?
Chapter and verse?
That is a verse, yes.
It was a small verse.
So it'd be like Paul chapter 4, verse 3.
Yeah, and it said something. I don't remember what it said.
Paul's letter to the Corinthians.
That was a piece of paper.
His first letter to the Corinthians, yes.
So it was a piece of paper, and it had a little stupid saying on it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was a Bible. And I'm like... why are they sending me a Bible?
You probably need it.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
By the way, I have gotten a Bible before from somebody who thought I needed it. This is actually the third piece of religious literature that I've been mailed.
It might be
in
time
my life.
To kind of.
Well, which one do I choose? One was a Bible.
Yeah.
The other was the Quran.
Oh. Okay.
And now I've got a Bible.
Take the Quran. I think that'd be interesting to see Rob go that way.
Yeah, somebody mailed me the Quran.
Nice. I've never gotten one of those.
Anyway,
come in and Rob has changed his name.
Be Muhammad. Be great.
So we got to get. Telling you?
Well, we're trying to get to the bottom of the Bible.
So the plot thickens. Yeah. I open the. I'm like, what the hell are they doing sending me a Bible?
Yeah.
Although, you know, it is kind of the Bible Belt, pretty religious there.
I would
Maybe
think so.
They were just like, wow, we saw you when you were here. Yeah. We think you need this type of thing. Inside it is a page of the Bible dated 1985. And it is from the First United Methodist Church in Salina, which is across the street from the old folks' home that my parents were.
Yeah.
It was also my dad's church when he was a pastor. And it is signed, it is to me, signed by the reverend of that church from 1985.
I'll be damned. You have an autographed copy of the Bible?
Where did they get this?
Do you win a contest?
What
and you
is
didn't
happening?
Know?
Yeah, what is?
No, I think what happened was. Well, actually, I don't know.
I have no
mystery
idea.
Mystery will be solved tomorrow. But I think what may have happened was either my parents had it and they left it behind. It's my old Bible from
when you were
the church.
Yeah,
in 1985, it was given to me by the pastor there in 1985.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow, Cedarhurst of Salina had it,
And they mailed it.
And they mailed it to me,
dude. That's please put that out. Like, can you put that just like you know? Sometimes like you walk into someone's house and they have the Bible there and like. Zach Randolph had a Bible when he walked into his house, which I'm sure he read every day. Can you please put that there? I think that'd be fantastic to come into the Rob household and just have your 1985 Salina autographed copy of the good book.
Well, it's not autographed. Well, I guess it kind
it
of is.
It's
he did sign it.
It's autographed.
It was a gift to me in 1985 when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And somehow it has made its way back to me.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Is
that
a sign?
I think it is. And I'll go a step further. I'm sure I have my old Book of Mormon sitting around somewhere, leather bound. I'll bring it in for you. You can have my copy of that. We'll get you a whole set.
I'll add it to my religious books.
Yeah. In the Mormon church.
Quite a collection now.
I don't know if I still have it. Maybe somewhere like in the attic. But in the Mormon church, you get, they call it the quad. And it's like it has all the scriptures built into one. So you get everything. You get all the Mormon stuff and the Bible, and it's like, you can use it to like kill bugs. It weighs like 9 pounds. It's enormous. And that was like, and when you turned 8, like you got it. Like your dad buys you one when you turn 8. And then you have it until, I don't know, you do something with it.
Until you throw it in the bonfire?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to mine. It might be somewhere, but. You know, maybe I can get it out and mail it to somebody. Someone out there want the, because it has my name on it. Did I just randomly mail that to someone?
Okay, now to some news. News you can use.
Well, we can use that news. I mean, that's important
well,
stuff.
Well, I'll tell you next week what, you know, maybe my parents have a good explanation. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
No one knows.
Maybe the church found it and brought it over to the old folks home thinking my dad was there. I don't know. By the way, have they heard my show?
I hope not. Whoops.
I hope not, too.
That's one of the reasons me and the church had to break up. They started listening to the program. Like, oh boy, this is problematic.
Newport residents and leaders have denounced a possible ICE detention facility out there.
Yeah, weren't they talking about building one down there on the coast?
Well, yeah.
Are they just trolling at this point?
I think
they're just trying to get in people's...
They might be.
Yeah.
Because they said it was very vague, but they said somebody from the government reached out and was like, hey, we were thinking about putting an ICE facility out there. Click! And so they had this big jam-packed community meeting in Newport. You know, you always know it's a big deal when the community meeting, which normally has like 5 people in it...
Everyone shows up.
...is jam-packed.
Yeah.
And...
I honestly feel like at this point they're just... They're taking the Democratic cities and they're kind of, you know, they're throwing some chin music, trying to brush you back off the plate a little bit.
Apparently, tears were shed. It was a mix of frustration and anxiety about the relocation of a U.S. Coast Guard rescue helicopter and the Federal Immigration Enforcement Outpost that could take its place.
So we're talking about booting
the chopper
booting
for
the
ICE.
Chopper. Yeah, I imagine that probably wasn't the most popular thing in the world.
questions from a fired up community. Many still took the opportunity to share their disdain for federal immigration arrests and the harm a possible U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility would bring to the beautiful Oceanside community of Newport.
Yeah, someone said there is a defense company from Texas that submitted plans to lease 4 acres at the Newport Airport.
Why did they put it out there?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm convinced at this point we're doing bits. Like, this is their response to the frog and everybody jazzercising out in front of their facility. They're like, fine, we'll move it to your coast.
Newport's not happy. Now, in the same area, Toledo, just east of Newport, we've got bad mayor news.
Uh-oh.
Bad mayor of Toledo. Bad, bad, bad.
Massage parlor news or...
Not quite.
Normally when there's a bad mayor, usually it just involves some sort of sexual scandal.
Primetime Toledo, Oregon. Next on The Fan.
The here now gets me.
Yeah, now! Yeah, now!
It just makes me laugh. Even independently of anything else, just here now gives me a chuckle.
This is in the news November 13, 2025. Thank you. Primetime Toledo, Oregon. East of Newport there.
Don't know if I've ever been to Toledo, Oregon.
I have not either.
Can't
not
say.
Missing much.
Really?
No. It's just there.
The mayor of Toledo, who happens to be an assistant football coach,
oh boy,
has been charged after allegedly slapping a student.
Yeah, I can't do that.
On school grounds.
Why is it so hard for coaches and instructors to whatever to just not touch kids? Why is that?
Well, for most of them, it's not.
But don't do that.
For guys like Rodney Cross, it does seem to be a problem. He is 63 years old.
I want to go back to the olden days and give a paddling for talking back.
This was apparently in the school gym. They were having a conversation, and Cross is accused of slapping the student. Now, the student reportedly told the investigators that they were not physically harmed. However, they were embarrassed as they were standing in front of their peers saw the incident.
I would imagine that is a little... it's a little...
Problematic?
Problematic. And embarrassing and...
He has been placed on leave, not fired.
No, you don't get fired in Toledo for that, or maybe you have to do an investigation. And
well, you know how these small towns are.
Are they going to rally around? Are they going to rally around?
I don't know.
The mayor?
I don't know anything about Toledo. I just know we've seen these movies before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, I did not. I was not prepared for what Rob Cross was bringing to the table.
You have a photo? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to describe?
Well, his beard is bigger than mine. Like, I just didn't expect...
It's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't expect that.
Yeah, that
this isn't really...
Right.
Like, if I became mayor of a town, I would think that I would clean this up a little bit. although it is Toledo, so...
Well, maybe he's not... You know how these things go sometimes. It's like, oh, he's so well-respected, and everybody loved him. Yeah. Or maybe it's one of those where, yeah, he was an a-hole. Yeah. We knew it.
Well,
always has been.
You can't slap kids. Like,
well, actually, you can. It's just you need to be prepared for the consequences.
Yes, which apparently is suspension.
But, you know, in our day, that was like a Tuesday. Come on, we got slapped all the time.
Well,
we had to wear dunce caps.
I just always got to say, like, if you're a 63-year-old man, and you slap a 17-year-old, I hope that 17-year-old drills your fat ass in the face. Why is it? Like, it's. I feel this way about coaches, too. Like, you see a football coach that hits a player. I hope the player rears back and drills him. Like, at some point, you hit another man, and at 16, 17, 18 years old, you're a man. Be prepared to get hit back. This goes both ways. Not certain that me getting slapped at 17, I would have just been like, well, I guess I had that one coming, you know, Mayor Cross, assistant coach.
Well, we'll keep you posted. Yeah. We'll have a primetime follow-up on that.
And it is official now. Aaron Judge has been announced. 6 minutes ago, MVP.
Sounds like it was very close. We'll get to that coming up next. That's in the news, November 13, 2020. Brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Also, why is this guy the odds-on favorite for the LSU job? Coming up next hour. Stay with us. 105.1. The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.